This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Here we are with this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We're going to take a look at what happens when a young man, a kid, is really interested in guns and ends up spending his life making his business out of guns and gets into competition and is a top competitor. Talking about Bill Wilson. And he's written a book about all of this. It's really an inspiration, I think, for anybody thinking about making a career in firearms. The book's called The Gun Guy. And, yes, President Obama, there are careers in guns. I suspect there are going to be a lot more. And you can just go back to Chicago and eat your heart out. Actually, no, he'll be in some swanky place in Hawaii. I realize that. Who would want to live in Chicago when you could do Hawaii, right? Anyway, Bill Wilson, you've really done something pretty nifty. Starting out as a youngster with his BB gun, you didn't shoot your eye out, so I guess you were ready for a career that way. And here you are with an enormous company making guns, selling them to people that really want a good gun. It's been quite a good ride, it looks to me.
Yeah, it's been a pretty long one so far, but it's for the most part been pretty enjoyable. You know,
that's just so super. You've become, if I got this right, the largest custom firearms builder in the world. So if I want to get a Dream 45 or a 9mm, my best advice would be to get in touch with Wilson Combat.
Yeah, we have a huge variety of product now, not just on the handgun side where we started, but we do lots of modern sporting rifle stuff and do tactical shotgun stuff and ammo and all kinds of accessories. And so it's kind of grown from starting out working on customer supplied Colt 45 to quite a variety of product these days.
It's quite a website, a lot of stuff there at Wilson Combat. The one of the things that caught my eye reading your book was that you bought your first gun at 9. Now, I don't recall the details, but I know some of our members had their eye on a gun when they were more or less your age, maybe 9, 10, 11, whatever. And when they saved up their money, they would walk into the store, put their money on the counter if they could reach that high, and they'd buy the gun themselves. And, gee, what was the world coming to?
Yeah, and, the majority of the kids didn't do anything, dangerous with those guns, and certainly, committing a crime with them wasn't in anybody that I ever grew up with mindset at all. It was all about, let's get out and shoot some walnuts off of a tree or hunt for groundhogs or rabbits or squirrels or something like that.
It's really an amazing thing. I've commented before on the show that we had a member that grew up in New York City, and he would take his rifle on the subway, cased, of course, on his way to school those days when they had the junior ROTC shooting team get their practice. That was a weekly event. And you can only imagine what would happen today if some poor kid were to take his sheathed 22 single-shot rifle to his local high school, or for that matter, grammar school, when this kid started out. The whole subway system would likely shut down. Then it was, isn't that nice? He's evidently the little boy's going to have some shooting today. We've come a long way, and I'm just hoping that because of your efforts and other people that you've encouraged, that maybe we're going to get away from this silly notion that guns are something to be kept away from kids. We don't really have to have vapors when we talk about kids and guns. Kids at school with a gun is fine as long as it's in a properly supervised environment. The problem has been when we have, of course, kids trying to commit crimes. And as you pointed out, that wasn't a problem when you and I were growing up. Nobody thought about a kid using a gun at school to do anything except maybe shoot a rabbit on the way.
Yeah, times have really changed.
So you had your first gun when you were nine, and by your own account, you were kind of lethal. There weren't too many living rodents remaining, or I guess even rabbits, in your immediate neighborhood, because that was a pastime. You were developing your skills that way. That just seems to be such another world, and I'm glad we have a chance to talk about it and to point out that, no, this was actually a pretty common event.
Yeah, we're talking. I mean, it's a totally different world we live in now, and hopefully after this election, some of the draconian gun law stuff can gradually be turned around the other way.
That's my hope as well, that there's an agenda that we need to have. There's some things that need to be addressed right away. And I think the new president-elect does have his sights on the national recognition bill that would mean that I could go to Texas with my Virginia concealed carry permit, and I'd be perfectly legal carrying concealed in Texas. Or in Illinois, or in New York City. That's going to explode some liberal heads. But after they have to deal with that, they're going to realize that it doesn't make things more dangerous. In fact, some of the safer times in New York or in San Francisco could well be when they have conventions drawing people from carry states. They're bringing their firearms, and crime will very likely go down while those dudes are there at that convention, whatever it might be. Facts are just such terrible things to deal with, and it's going to be kind of fun watching some of the opponents of concealed carry have to deal with this.
Yeah, because a lot of the surveys show, I mean, the criminals aren't really afraid of being arrested. They're afraid of, you know, a homeowner with a gun.
That's right. Unlike Britain, where they're pretty sure nobody's going to have a gun, and they don't mind nearly as much invading an occupied home from countries, there's like a twofold desire to not go near an armed or an occupied home here in the States, because chances are it could be armed. There's at least a 50% chance almost anywhere in the country. In Texas, it's got to be closer to 100. And the question to the perp would be, you feeling lucky today? Because it's just not going to be like it is in England. And hooray for the United States. So
yes.
You got started, first gun, 9 years old, and I guess your path to where you are now led through and still involves heavily competition. Why don't you just describe what it's like? Because obviously you became an extremely successful competitive shooter, and I was interested. I hadn't really thought about it, but that's how apparently a lot of people become aware of Wilson Combat Arms, and they see you out there shooting, taking home all these first places. And, gee, how'd you do that? What were you using? Do I have it right? Is that sort of the sales formula that you've been using?
Well, that's kind of how it all started out. And that's what really got me interested in handguns. I mean, prior to that, I was mostly a hunter. And the start of the competition stuff, and it's one of those deals that, you know, everybody thinks they'll get better if they get a better gun, you know. So,
well, let's talk about whether a better gun does it when we get back from the break. Music's telling us we got to hop off and let some announcements be made. We're talking with Bill Wilson. He's written a book called The Gun Guy. Wilson Combat Arms is the business. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Bill Wilson, Wilson Combat, WilsonCombat.com, I believe it is. And his book is The Gun Guy, and if you like guns, there's some pictures, some beautiful pictures of some of the guns that have been involved in his competitions, the guns that he's produced. It's a fascinating account of how a small business, really a mom-and-pop store, I guess, for a while, has become quite a thriving enterprise. The number I recall from the book is you've got 45 gunsmiths working for you, and there's still a backlog that won't quit.
Yeah, we've got 40-some-odd gunsmiths, and we're up to, you know, it fluctuates a little bit, of, you know, give or take 150 employees total now. And, you know, we started out as a one-man shop in the back of my dad's jewelry store, so it's been quite a change.
In both cases, the businesses were working with little... As far as I'm concerned, yours are a lot more fun. One of the things that you had worked on, Bill, was a better gun. There are a lot of good guns out there on the market. Some of them you can just start using right out of the box, and they're pretty decent for even competition, but... There's something in the competitive shooting world that is always striving for a better gun, and that seems to be the heart of the operation that you're serving, the market that you have been trying to take care of.
Yeah, we strive to make the highest quality product available. I mean, it's one of those deals. Back when I was initially competing with the guns to try to promote the company, I mean, it's critical that the guns worked every time and they looked decent, and because I was basically showcasing the product.
Well, the business has become a continuing family affair, even though it's hardly a mom and pop shop anymore. Something that I think is just terrific is that Wilson Combat is a generational business. Your jewelry store son, watchmaker son, has now become I guess he's really the guy operating the business. And you've got a couple of grandsons involved in the business. I don't think it gets any better than that.
Oh, yeah. You know, Ron runs the day-to-day operations now, and then both of his sons are really into guns and hunting and all that, and Josh is even, you know, working a little bit after school. He doesn't have homework at the company already. You know, at 13, he's really interested in running CNC machines and stuff like that.
That is something that I think a lot of parents would love to do, and not everybody has a job where they can work their kids into it, and if the kids have it, then they can work themselves into a career, and I think it's easy to see that they might have it, because that's probably all your son and your grandchildren have heard since they were hardly walking was gun talk and the world of competition shooting. It's just, anyway, I congratulate you for having pulled that off, that you've got the third generation now operating to one degree or another, Wilson Combat. Pretty neat. You you started out with revolvers, and then you got into semi-autos. And I took a note that one of the things you put in the book is that semi-auto is harder to shoot than a revolver. Why don't you explain why that would be?
Well, at least it was for me. You know, because I spent a lot of trigger time with the revolvers, shooting the PPC courses and stuff like that.
Which is the what, police practical?
Yeah, the 600-point standard course is what I shot back then. It was the only competition around, was to go down and shoot with the local police. And, you know, so when I got started in IPSC shooting, I mean, it was apparent that I had to have a semi-auto, and I had a very rough transition from revolvers to semi-auto. It was kind of a tough change, but you know, now I feel more comfortable with a semi-auto than I do a revolver. So everything just evolves, you know.
And it's interesting that you started out with a 45. Certainly, 45 is still high up on your list of good things to have, but you've made it plain that you've kind of graduated over to the 9mm for competition and, well, I'm not so much, sure so much for carry, but at least for a competition, you've, if I got it straight, you've ended up sort of a 9mm guy.
Yeah, pretty much have anymore. I mean, I got one on my hip right now as we speak, and I probably shoot, at least 100 rounds of 9mm for every one round. I shoot a 45 these days. I got like a local group that shoots every week, and pretty much everybody shoots nines and makes it easier for sorting brass and all that, too. It's just, as you get older, they just start getting a little bit arthritis and things like that. The 9mm just isn't as punishing, and it's easier to shoot well. And the big factor is it's much more economical. I mean, you basically shoot almost two shots for one compared to 45 if you're shooting factory ammo.
Well, since you're talking to another old guy, I think the idea that it's less punishing, even if money's not a particular concern, the idea of not hurting for the rest of the day is a pretty attractive proposition. So the 9mm has become your favorite, and something related to this. I was frankly, I'm showing my ignorance, I guess, but I didn't realize that. And I take it from you, since you're the guy making the statement, that the 9mm, the 40, and the 45, because of the way the powders and the bullets are put on the market anymore, they're pretty much the same as far as their ability to deal with a target.
Yeah, as far as terminal performance now with modern propellants and bullet designs and especially when you factor in the fact that most people shoot a 9mm more accurate than they do a 40 and a 45, the difference in stopping power between the three calibers has really diminished through the years and really not much difference, these days.
Well, that's an interesting thing. The 40 that I have is kind of small and lightweight, has some plastic in it, and it's like trying to ride a Bronco. Because you've got a pretty powerful round there, and I'm just not strong enough to really control that doggone thing. So I was glad to hear that I might be just as well off with my 9mm. But a compact would do just as well, I guess, from what I hear you saying, at least up to a certain point. Talking with Bill Wilson, we're talking about guns all the way. We're talking about his book, The Gun Guy, that he has put out recently, beautifully illustrated with some magnificent photographs, a lot of very practical information. So we're going to be back and talk more about Gun Guy by Bill Wilson.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. the Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Bill Wilson, Gun Guy. That's his book. It's really a fascinating story of how a mom-and-pop business became, well, as the subtitle says, the rise of America's most influential custom gun shop. This is the place where a lot of competition shooters go to get their pieces either made or tuned up, and down there in Berryville, Arkansas, there in God's country. Although, Bill, I guess now you do spend a lot of your time on a ranch in Texas, but it's all good. It's not New York City and it's not San Francisco. So, with either place would strike me as perfectly fine compared to some of the centers of nuttiness that we have to put up with here in our country. You basically have developed a business at the same time as the concealed carry movement has grown, and you've got an opinion on this, and I would say that you and anybody else that's been involved in getting people interested in carrying handguns and the sport of using handguns in competition, all of this has seems indeed, I take your point, has done an awful lot to get an awful lot more Americans carrying a handgun, concealed handgun.
Yeah, the popularity of CCW is dramatically different than when we started the company, you know, back in the 70s. I mean, back then, I mean, there's a lot of places that didn't have really provision to legally carry a firearm. And, of course, people I don't think we're in general near as concerned about needing a firearm back then as we are these days. And, we've just seen a steady rise in the demand for carry guns. you know, kind of started out as competition, but the bulk of our customers now, they're buying the gun either for informal target shooting or, for the most part, as a carry gun.
I think that is really terrific. Of course, I'm sure there would be people on among some of the talking heads that would find that most alarming. But the fact of the matter is, over the last 20 years, as more and more Americans have bought guns in general, and as they clearly are more of them carrying them, certainly more of them getting permits to carry, our violent crime rate has been going down. It's got to be very distressing for the control freaks among us. And it's just really exciting that you've had a very significant role in exploding so many liberal heads. More guns, less crime. How can that be?
Well, I mean, any, you know, observant person could have seen this for years just by watching the low crime rates in high gun ownership states like, you know, Wyoming and North Dakota and places like that, you know, where virtually everybody's got a gun and there's virtually no crime. You know, it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
It surely is. And, of course, the granddaddy of concealed carry states is Vermont, where since the 1930s, you haven't needed a permit to carry at all. And as somebody noted too long ago, we haven't really had very much of a problem of all those Vermont gangs attacking the poor, peaceful people of Brooklyn, New York, right?
Yes. Yeah, and hopefully more and more states are going to get the constitutional carry. I read somewhere where it looks like Texas is proposing some constitutional carry legislation for the upcoming year.
That would be very exciting to see that happen. I'm hoping, indeed, that we are at kind of a tripping point, that we've got a dozen states now with constitutional carry, Vermont having been the first one for quite some time, the only one with precisely its law, although Arkansas, I think, as you point out in the book, has had a kind of carry provision for a long time. But be that as it may, Arkansas now has explicitly a concealed carry law. You have constitutional carry in the state. So it's, baby, we've come a long way.
Oh, yes.
I think it's a great time to be in this movement. And it's been a very good business model as well. And of course, that makes sense because if people are going to want to carry guns, they're going to have to buy a gun, especially for that. Their 22 that they got, as you did, when they were 9 years old, isn't all that suitable for carry. And, here we are with this movement. I think it's going to make, I'm hopeful, it's going to make some very important strides. The election of President Trump is likely to make it even easier, develop more momentum for passage of these concealed carry laws, constitutional carry laws, in several states this year. And all the while, one of the notes that I made that Wilson Combat, at least as of the time you wrote the book, still this year, this book is literally hot off the press, you haven't had an advertising budget. It's been word of mouth, or as they say in Spanish, where my wife is from in Central America, Radio Bimba. It's the radio lip. But the word gets around for free, and the Wilson Combat Arms has become the primo place to buy your custom 45 and 9mm, and the concealed carry movement is booming. Your business is booming. I think we've come so much farther along from where we were when I started working with Gun Owners of America, when it was brand new back in the mid-70s. This kind of a conversation would have been like science fiction.
Yeah. Back then, it seemed like the whole industry back in the mid-70s. That's kind of when we started, too. I was in a retail business in 74. It was more, you thought of guns more for recreation and, you know, sporting recreation and hunting. You didn't really think about guns for, you know, self-protection back in those days.
Or let alone the Second Amendment meaning of an armed people to keep the government at bay. That just wasn't really part of the political discourse. And times have changed.
Yes.
So, and the more people that are carrying a concealed firearm, the more difficult it is to be a crook. You know, it's just a terrible business model for those guys. And I think you're to be congratulated because you've been the kind of the point of the spear. And if we indeed can associate a declining violent crime rate with more people owning guns and in particular carrying guns, Wilson Combat is a place that has been spawning an awful lot of this interest and enthusiasm. As I note from reading your book, Gun Guy, you always carry a compact. So you could care about anything you want, and you're there in Texas, or you're not exactly in metropolitan Arkansas when you're in Arkansas. And yet you choose to carry a compact, and I find that interesting. Why don't you go through some of the considerations that led to that decision as opposed to anything else you could be carrying?
Well, obviously, if you're going to carry a gun every day, it has to be something that's reasonably comfortable to carry or you won't carry it, you know. So,
well, that's a good point to leave our discussion until we get back from the break. And we'll talk about why Bill Wilson carries a compact every day, virtually 24-7. I guess it's a little clunky to roll over in bed, but it's right there on the nightstand, and I think that's the way to be. We're going to be back and talk some more about Gun Guy. Don't go away.
J.D. Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate-forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Bill Wilson. He's author of a book, Gun Guy. He's also the founder of Wilson Combat Arms, WilsonCombat.com. A lot of people either buy their gun there to start with or have their gun accessorized and tuned up for competition or just the way they want to have it for carrying. America's a great country. You can actually make all these decisions on your own and walk around with the result of your shopping. And that's really kind of unlike any other place in the world. We have a lot of problems in our country. Maybe we're on the way to solving a few of them after the last election, but certainly the carry laws have been something that have been moving right along. And I think we're going to be seeing so much more of it now. I think we've got some real reasons to be grateful for what we see ahead in the new year. Let me go back to some of the things you've been doing in business. The idea of having a better gun was kind of key to the business model. I mean, yeah, you were shooting and you were advertising because you were a successful, very successful competition shooter. There's a little bit more to it than that. And factored use the full size?
Well, the main reason is I want a size that's comfortable to carry every day because I'm going to carry it. And, you know, at 63 now, the eyesight's not exactly what it used to be when I was started competing, you know, as a teenager. And I found that sights being closer together, you know, these old tired eyes, I actually see the sights a little better than I do with a longer sight radius. So, I mean, I actually shoot a compact better than a full-size gun these days.
So interesting.
Another big factor there.
Well, you're talking to a guy that can very much appreciate that point you just made. I like it. In the history of firearms and their popularity, various handguns, you said something I thought was very interesting. My personal choice for I'm not a very experienced shooter, not nearly as much as I would like to be, and I've just settled upon Kimber because when I had one in my hand, I could actually shoot the target, and I thought that was pretty cool. But you had a nice compliment for Kimber that they moved in, I guess, pretty much to the .45 market. When Colt dropped the ball, what was going on at that time?
Well, it's for years, Colt just produced the same product. You know, I mean, they wouldn't listen to the consumer out there that wanted an upgraded gun, and they basically left the door wide open for a company like Kimber to come in and start producing a factory gun that had all these different features that the serious shooters were asking for. And it's all kind of history now, and, you know, the current Colt under the new management, they're finally starting to see the light a little bit and starting to, you know, modernize their product line and everything. But, I mean, they just basically left the door wide open, and Kimber was the first one there to fill that void.
I was kind of interested that whether it's a Kimber or, let's say, Colt does get their act better together, and they're going to make some kind of a comeback, get more guns out in the handgun market. That's all good for Wilson Combat, because people are going to want to accessorize those guns, and you're kind of the go-to place for getting the gun tuned up and accessorized. So I was kind of interested to see that you don't mind it whether somebody buys the gun from you. Obviously, you'd like to sell them the gun, too. Or will they buy it somewhere else, because you're going to get their business in someday one way or t'other?
Yeah, I mean, we're heavily into the accessory market, you know, for 1911 platform guns and you know, the ARs, the modern sporting rifle platform of guns, and tactical shotguns. So the more guns of those categories that are produced out there, that's more customers for us to sell a widget to.
That's great. Now, the AR-15 is probably the liberals' favorite gun to hate, or guns like it, the so-called assault weapon, something they really don't know much about. But the AR-15 is something that you've gotten into kind of in a big way, and I thought that was interesting because frankly, before I read your book, I thought, yeah, this is the handgun guy. And no, this is the gun guy. All kinds of guns. And so the AR-15 is becoming kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge segment of our market now. You know, we offer more calibers in AR platform rifles than any other company out there that I'm aware of. I mean,
wow.
I haven't even counted lately how many it is, but I know it's over a dozen different calibers that we chamber AR platform rifles and carbines in now.
And I presume it's being used in a lot of competition?
Competition, hunting. My favorite's the 338 Federal. We've been doing a lot of deer culling here on the ranch, and I've been out shooting deer with a 338 Federal AR just pretty much daily lately.
Yum. Now, the grandchildren are probably going to be very happy about that. That's some good eating in store. And I like the way you found another use for the AR-15, maybe one of its best uses, is eliminating prairie dogs. Now, that's not a big problem here in Northern Virginia, but I can imagine out there on a ranch, that's the last thing you want your horse tripping on.
Well, we don't have any prairie dogs here, but we've got...
you killed them all.
Yeah, we've got lots of other stuff running around.
And the AR-15 is actually then it turns out, a very good varmint rifle. So you're not making them to go and kill all those poor people, the victims of crime. And, of course, that would be hard for you to do. You'd have to do a lot of market research, since rifles are used, I think it's less than 1% of all the murders that are committed. So I don't know how you're doing it. How do those AR-15s kill so many people, and yet the rifle is... It's just not used. Oh, well, facts are terrible things to have to deal with. I was really surprised that you're doing so much of a business with the AR-15, and I know where my next one's going to be coming from. That's just pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I really enjoy working on them, too. It's one of those deals. It's been a fascinating product segment for me, because you know, I'm a very avid hunter, and being able to work on ARs in all these different calibers that are appropriate for hunting various types of game, I'm just having a blast on this stuff.
And then the Beretta, which you point out has become a major home run for the Wilson Combat Company. They are the oldest company of any kind, the oldest continuously operating company in the world. That's pretty impressive because they're still a very vibrant company.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's and been in the same family. It's not a, you know, it's not a public held or anything like that. It's really is a pretty amazing company.
Because it's a big company. It's hardly mom and pop. And that would have been several centuries ago, perhaps. So you deal with a lot of Berettas. That's apparently become a really big part of your business. Because when I started reading the book, I thought, oh, you know, this is the 45-gun guy. But apparently you really have become Beretta and a lot of times 9mm.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of different products, and I have a wide interest in the firearms. You know, I mean, it's not just 45 autos that piques my interest. It's all types of platforms. I have to admit, I don't have a lot of fondness for plastic guns. I've never really got into the utilitarian stuff as much. I kind of like something that's classy, and you can have, you know, a lot of pride of ownership.
Well, you know what? I think you can probably do just about anything you want with because you—that's your gig, and you can do it, my friend. I really appreciate what you've done, folks. I hope you'll get yourself a copy of Gun Guy. It's a beautiful book, and you can find more information about all of this at WilsonCombat.com. Thanks, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.